We'll see that. And before that, now I give you time for you to ask any questions you have.
So many of these under normal circumstances, when you say Brahman is there, it's one who is established in Brahman.
Yeah.
But in this context, in Mantra 10, is the one who has...
One is given the practice of meditation.
Yes, knowledge of...
Practice of meditation.
Yeah.
See, yeah, please listen carefully. Generally, a teacher's qualification, we say, who is the teacher? If you say, the qualification of the teacher is said to be Shrotriyatvam and Brahmanishtyam. Okay? Brahmanishtha. So, Brahmanishtha means one who remains steadfast in the vision of Brahman. That means what? One who has doubt-free, clear knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastra. Thereby, one who knows the methodology, one who has the method of unfoldment, one who knows Sampradaya, is it? He is Brahmanishtaha. One who has clear vision, thereby one who knows, one whose subject matter of the Shastram is very clear, and he knows the methodology, and he has such a pretty Brahmanishtaha. And then Shrotriha means, how does he become Brahmanishtaha? Is it without having studied also a person becomes Brahmanishtaha? It is because of his Janmantra Samskara. And he cannot become a teacher. But Shrotriha means one who has heard abundantly text after text after text after text after text. One who has heard a lot, thoroughly studied, isn't it? Tattvabodha not tat, one Tattvabodha itself will become very tired. We know everything. What is the nothing is happening? Nothing is happening. Nothing will happen. Nothing should not happen. That is why you are simply detained in the class. No experience, nothing. Don't think one day something is going to happen. If you look for some experience, it will be a flop. Isn't it? You are. The one who is seeking is the everything. Isn't it? That's all. Therefore, Brahma Shrotriha means one who is, one who has profound knowledge of Shastras. This is the qualification of a teacher, usually we say, and be more wise person also. But here in this shloka, Brahmanishtaha means Apara Brahmani, now Yuktaha means what now? One who is given to the practice of meditation, and one who is also what now? One who has really lived a life of Karma Yoga. Kriyavan means what now? Who is the one who has lived his life properly? Immediately you think, oh, Kriyavan means a man of actions means what? We must have accomplished that and this, at least you must have got at least 2 PhDs. One who has lived a clean life of Karma Yoga. One might have accomplished something, one might not have accomplished anything at all, doesn't matter. A person who has lived his life a clean, righteous, ethical life of Karma Yoga. The proper attitude. He is Kriyavan. And he is also given to a calm, simple, worship, practice of worship and meditation, etc. Kriyavan, Brahmanishtaha, Shrotriyaha, and really, ears are ready for taking any amount of Shastra Vishya. Shrotriyaha. That's a person. Also, what now? Soyam Shirovratam. Juhvatana, with Shraddha, one who also what now, this one who follows this ritual, and only for such a person it should be given. That is said.
Because of the initial grunting, because of the association of I, That discipline we looked at with Drikdrishya Viveka Samadhi, Aham Param Chaitanya, is to be practiced really, because is that not the Paramamriti? Is it not the highest riti to have that contemplation, Aham?
Yeah.
And then that will do the untying of Papam, untying of Shokam. That itself
Actually, that what he says, of course, contemplation only will result in clear knowledge, isn't it? See, that's why I said, I also put another thing. Contemplation is constantly reminding oneself of the fact about oneself, which you know already, because of Shravana Manam, isn't it? So, that is what is contemplation. That contemplation, how long will you be reminding yourself of the fact? One day, see, come on, I know very well, I don't need to remind myself of that. There is a time when you don't need to remind yourself of the fact about yourself. That is called ascertained vision. In that vision only, you become completely free from sorrow. See, even while contemplating itself, you are free. But once you don't remind yourself of the fact, again you seem to be bound. Isn't it? So, there is a time when you don't need to remind yourself of anymore. That is called ascertained vision. Then, one becomes free. Really, shokam tarati, papanam tarati, guha granti bhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. Isn't it? That is why one simple sentence, manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamo chayo. Where is the bandha? Where is the mokshaha? All in your mind. That is all the whole, all of you, whatever which needs all total attention, your own mind needs all attention. And small pain here takes all the attention here. Similarly, what is that really? Now, any one small pain takes attention. Really speaking, Bhagavan says, you pay all your attention to your mind. Everything will be fine. Attention to mind means what? What is this mind? What is it doing? What is this sorrow? What is this? Why it is here? Why this thing? Why is unpleasantness? Why this is thing? Isn't it? It is. So in vision, shoka is not that, it is not that when you are contemplating, there is no shoka taranam. In contemplation also, you are relatively free. In contemplation, you are relatively free as long as you remind yourself of the fact what you are free. The minute you forget, you are again not free. Whereas in jnanam, you are free. You are absolutely free. In ascertained vision, you are absolutely free. In contemplation, while contemplating, you are relatively free. If you contemplation is constant, you are constantly free. Isn't it? But contemplation stops, isn't it? So it can't stop. So contemplation, once you start, you can't leave it. It will result in what? It will result in a state that you don't need to remind yourself of anymore. Isn't it? Yeah. See how easy it is. Why do you need to remember, I am sitting here. I am sitting here in number 14 Woodstock Gardens. I am sitting here in number 14 Woodstock Gardens. Remind yourself how free you are. How that now I am sitting here in Woodstock Gardens. Do you need to remind yourself? Isn't it? It's so clear. Similarly, what you are must be so clear. Okay.
It's in the same area. In his commentary on the Gita, Swamiji, he says there is a riti.
Yeah.
That when it arises, it removes ignorance. He says consciousness doesn't remove the ignorance.
No.
This riti, yeah. And he says it has the same form as the Atma. That's what it says. I mean, it may be.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering.
That's the form of the Atma means, Atma doesn't have any form. Isn't it? Actually, that's called Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. Say it now. Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam. Jnanam itself is a vrittihi. What is a vrittihi? A thought modification is vrittihi. What is jnanam? Knowledge of anything is nothing but a thought. Isn't it? So knowledge is always of a given object. So knowledge of any given object also is a thought. So also knowledge of the reality, the subject also is what now? A thought only. Knowledge of any object is a thought. So also knowledge of subject also is what now? Thought only. Is it clear now? And then that is called akhandakara vritti jnanam. So consciousness does not attain moksha. Consciousness does not attain knowledge. Consciousness has nothing to do with the here. Only thing is, there is ignorance of what consciousness is. When you recognize, there is recognition of consciousness, or the cognition of consciousness, that's all. That cognition is called what? Vrittihi. For example, I tell you one thing. This is mic. When you say, there's a mic vrittihi. Mic vrittihi. This is tumbler. When you say, this tumbler vrittihi. Already, I taught you in the Dhritarishya class, what is perception, isn't it? You can never see an object will be, even if you are seeing it in front of you, this object will be as good as non-existent if there is no cognition in your buddhi. Yes. Yeah. Isn't it? I told you. Now how all of you are seeing this plastic tumbler now in my hand? I say, what is this? You all say, this is a tumbler. How do you say, all of you see this tumbler? And how? Because your netra vrittihi. Your netra vritti, the cognition, tumbler cognition already is there. The form of a thought. Tumbler cognition is already there in the form of a thought. And the tumbler cognition, what happens now, goes, isn't it? As a netra vritti, through the eyes, it comes out. Isn't it? What happens now? The tumbler, it sees tumbler. And in the light of the netra vritti, you recognize this is tumbler. All the cognition is there. You say, exists tumbler is. Tumbler cognition is. Therefore, tumbler is. Tumbler cognition is not there. Even if the tumbler is not. Is it clear now? So you have what a tumbler akara vrittihi. You have tumbler akara vritti. There is a knowledge of the tumbler. Knowledge, cognition of tumbler is called what now? Tumbler akara vrittihi. Knowledge of tumbler is tumbler akara vritti jnanam. Knowledge of mic is mic akara vritti jnanam. Akaram is what form? There is a knowledge of the form of the mic. How it looks, what it is. See, recognizing, knowing what it is what now? Having the knowledge of that is called akara jnanam. That is form. Knowledge of a given form is said to be akara vritti jnanam. Tumbler is when you say, there is tumbler akara vritti jnanam. Mic is when you say, mic akara vritti jnanam. Curtain is means, curtain akara vritti jnanam. You have cognition, for which the form is what? Knowledge for which, what is the subject matter of the knowledge? What is the matter of the knowledge? Vishya. This is, isn't it? Curtain. Now, lily akara vritti. Oh, little heat. My God. Lily gets scorched.
Look at the...
Oh, lily. Okay, now, lily akara vritti jnanam. Lily? We said lilies are. Lilies are means lily akara vritti jnanam. There again, we say petal, when you say petal akara vritti jnanam. Then you can say, oh, very fragrant. Then what now? Not for I know. No? Now we have what now? Fragrance akara vritti jnanam. Fragrance is the form. Fragrance akara vritti jnanam. Does fragrance has a form or what? No. The form, the smell is the form. smell form, form form, sound form, different forms, isn't it? The vritti jnanam of different forms, sound form, form form, formless form, isn't it? Different forms. Now smell, color form also. You can say what now, sorry? Now varna akara vritti jnanam. Thought doesn't have a color, but there's a cognition of a given vastu, means all about it. That's like how much ever cognition is there, you can talk about it. You can say what? Name of the flower. You can say flower is, because the cognition of flower. What a color of the flower? Okay, yellow. You can say yellow, a sandal paste color. And what is the fragrance, how it looks? You can say long petals. All. What is the botanical name of it? No cognition.
Are those cognitions the nama? Are those cognitions the nama?
No, no, cognition, we express it, it becomes a word, isn't it?
Yeah.
A word is a, becomes a name.
No, and then there's a rupa that is recognized.
No, rupa means, not the cognition itself, I say, then I said, now, pushpa akara vritti jnanam means what? Pushpa akara vritti jnanam means, flower akara vritti jnanam means, cognition of the flower. Isn't it? Cognition of the flower is called flower akara vritti jnanam. And that is there. Immediately you see this. Rose akara vritti jnanam. Rose milk akara vritti jnanam.
But if you haven't learned the name rose, you would look at it and you would see it. Mm. You would see the form, but you wouldn't have the name rose.
No, no, it's a pushpa, some flower. Mm. Now, the same thing, whatever cognition is there, how, you can see only how much you know here. Mm. That is the problem here. Yeah. You only see as much as you see here. That is the whole problem, isn't it? That is why always we don't see everything. See, we see outside only, what do we say? That's why how big is a container, so much you can carry. Isn't it? How much you know here, that much only you see outside. Now, suppose I come here, as until I came to this country, never knew what leeks is. Leek. The leek plant. I didn't know it was eatable or edible also. Then onion smell so stinking and all that. I was keeping a little for some time. You know? And now what I'm saying here, if you don't know, you're not used to, exposed to it at all. I never knew about it. I never knew about this leek until I came to this country. To be frank, because in India, I don't think we ever cooked it. It is not grown there. It is not brought there. Maybe it's simple also. Maybe some people may know because we don't eat onions. So we don't even buy. And maybe available, maybe because we don't eat onions. So because we, all this, the families, we don't eat. So we don't even buy onions also. You know, onion I know, but we don't eat. So we don't know. Maybe. Now what I'm saying, on the vritti, so I never knew. And for me, there was no jnanam, vritti jnanam, cognition of leek. Now I tell everybody, I see, come on, leek. Why? I have, now I know all, by hearing, isn't it? Once I have the jnanam here, then I see it outside, isn't it? Vritti. Somehow you know, come to know, but anyway, what I'm saying here, the jnanam must be here first. Only then you see it outside. So we say leek akara vritti jnanam, varna akara, color akara vritti jnanam. You see the color. A given form, when you say, okay, when you say flower akara vritti jnanam means all about the flower, the knowledge, the color, the shape, the petals, number of petals, the stamen, and then size, shape, everything, you just get an idea. It's called akara, all about this. How much ever you know. We not know too much about it, isn't it? That is Swamiji always say, we always say, knowledge of any object is incomplete. Why? How much ever you know, still so many things you can know about it. Taking is one cell, you can do whole life, spend your whole life to do PhD, doing PhD. You can go on again for new PhD also. One cell you can take and then you can live your life, whole life, do getting three more PhDs, still there will be some unknown aspects of the flower. Whereas Brahma Jnana is complete, in a way. One partless whole, indivisible whole, pure knowledge. Isn't it? nothing more to know. Knowledge will be complete. Brahma Gyana will be complete knowledge. When you know cognition, consciousness, you recognize consciousness as subject of knowledge, not as an object, isn't it? There is a Shastra methodology, then there is vritti arises. When a consciousness you recognize, the vritti jnanam, how does it arise? With all the study helps you to have that, isn't it? When the vritti arises, then you say what now? Akhanda akara. What is the form of the consciousness? Formlessness is the form of the consciousness. And what is the form of consciousness? Pure knowledge. What is, look, you can say reality in fact. What is the form of the reality? Pure consciousness. How is it? Now you recognize what it is. And how is it? It's of the nature of limitlessness. How do you say it has no beginning, it has no end, etc.? It's timeless. Isn't it? Akhandam. Is it divisible? No. Why it is, therefore, indivisible? Indivisible means what? No, akhanda. Why it is indivisible? Because it is partless. Anything partful is divisible. It is indivisible because it is partless. So partless, therefore, what is the, how do I know it? It is pure. How do I know? As very, you see, where I rises, where I stays, where I resolves. There only all other thoughts also rise and stay and resolve only in that. That is the truth, isn't it? When you recognize it, there comes what? Akhanda akara vastu jnanam. Is akhanda akara jnanam, vritti jnanam. Now the thought also becomes of that form. Thought doesn't become that form. There's knowledge of the given form is said to be what now? Knowledge in that form. Pushpa akara vritti jnanam, Mike akara vritti jnanam, rose milk akara vritti jnanam. You know, now suppose light is there. Now you see, you have the small mic, you say Mike akara vritti jnanam. And then you ask a light now. What is that light? What is that thing in the presence of which all the opaque objects shine? When I ask you, immediately you have what now? You have think about light, isn't it? Then there is a cognition of light. Then there is a light, akara vritti jnanam. Cognition of light is light, akara vritti jnanam. Vritti doesn't become, there is complete understanding of what light is. And when you say light means, you know, light is one, light is unchanging, light is all pervasive, light is independent. Tomorrow I'll do that. I'm going to do Dakshinamurti Stotram. I'm going to start tomorrow. First shloka alone I'm thinking of doing tomorrow. You will see how clear it will be. You can see the genius, how genius Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada is. So beautiful he is. So clear mind. Even reading his verse, it looks for us means how his mind would have been. So clear. So clear in his verse. We'll see tomorrow. I'm going to start tomorrow the new textbook. We'll start tomorrow. I'll do that one first verse. I'll do the class also. And I'll do the puja. Everything tomorrow before 11:30. 11 o'clock we'll finish. At 11:30. And then, we'll finish it. And tomorrow we'll start a new textbook. Okay? And if you have Dakshinamurti Stotram, we can please bring you Dakshinamurti Stotram tomorrow. If you have at home. Is it clear now?
The time is 8:30.
We start. Please be here at 8:15. So don't want to be late tomorrow. If you want to get back soon, then please come early. And by mistake, by chance, I may be a little late also. Okay, not starting. I may end late also. But don't worry about it. Please come here. And have you got it now? Have you got the question here answered? Vritti jnanam. That is Swamiji says here. I think I made it clear. Okay. Otherwise also it will become clear in Dakshinamurti Stotra class. Don't worry. It's over? Everything is over? Okay? Let me complete. Let me say Om Shanti Shanti. You can go now. If you want to go, you can go. You can go and ask questions. They can stay back. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.